Colin Powell was a four-star general in the United States Army. He went on to be National Security Advisor and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I think you'd agree that he had a lot of power and influence. Clearly, if he said jump, you would ask, how high? But it turns out that he never, in his career, did he ever say to someone, that's an order, or do it, because I'm the general. I know as a parent I've done my share of saying, because I say so, but that no longer works. In the workplace, I've had leaders almost throw a tantrum because people didn't do what they asked. And what do? Well, they double down on the fact that they're the boss, and people, in turn, will push back harder. So think about your own situations. What happens when someone says to you, you need to do this, and I'm the one in charge? Does the person seem powerful to you? Is that someone you respect? Heck no. It actually makes them look weak and pathetic. How many times have you thought about saying, I'm the boss? I know I have. So you may think, well, Colin Powell, he didn't need to say that's an order because it was understood. But he used other influence tactics, which get much better results to motivate people. So today I'm going to talk about influence. How can you influence people without taking out that org chart and saying, well, here's me, and way down here in pencil next to the coffee stain, well, that's you. So, okay, let's talk about influence tactics. The most commonly used influence tactic is rational persuasion. Rational persuasion includes using facts, data, logical arguments to try to convince others that your point of view is the best point of view. However, according to the Academy of Management Journal, you get resistance 47% of the time, compliance 30%, and commitment only 23% of the time when you use rational persuasion. And I don't know about you, but for the most important projects, I need commitment, not compliance. Should you not use logic and facts? Of course you should, but it's not the most powerful persuader, and it should be used with other influence tactics. Another influence technique that actually is quite effective is personal appeals. Do you have to be liked at work? No, but it turns out it helps. Now, by no means am I saying be fake or say yes to everything, or bring in cupcakes. What I'm saying is that you need to make connections with people. Teddy Roosevelt said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I've had leaders who I have not liked that much, but I knew they cared about me and they cared about the team. And that motivated me to do my very best for them. People often don't use personal appeals, but it can get a commitment rate of 42%. Compliance of 33%. So it's much better than using rational persuasion. So it's okay to say, can you do me a solid? If you have made that personal connection with someone on the team. If you haven't, then you're not going to get very far. So again, personal appeals work. So what's the most effective way to influence people? Let me give you two hints. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Martin Luther King. Or, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. John F. Kennedy. Inspirational appeals can influence commitment up to 90%. Now, is it always appropriate? You know, one day in the not too distant future, I see a day that you will put a cover page on your TPS report and we will make all our deadlines. Not at all. But as you begin to take on something big and need to maintain momentum, true leaders need to inspire. They need to be the CROs, chief reminding officers, and remind people of the amazing future that awaits. Unfortunately, we tend to use inspiration only 2% of the time, yet it yields great results. So I ask you to think about your projects. Think about what you are asking people to do and connect it to something greater. Something of value, something that matters, and communicate that. Again, influencing skills is one of the most important skills for all workers, regardless if you lead a team or are on a project. I coach people regularly on influencing skills. And if you'd like to learn more, can you do me a solid and reach out to me on LinkedIn or go to my website, MendozaandObrien.com.